All right. As everybody doing on this beautiful day, I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. Hopefully it's going well for y'all. It's going well for me. Got the gym time in, got everything done. Today is starting out pretty good. But I wanted to get to the point today because NFL is king. We know that. In sports wise and all that, it's probably the wealthiest sports league in the world. I know soccer is up there, or football is up there, but they're bringing in dumb numbers. The numbers is fucking crazy. So you realize the amount of money that they make, like these 32 teams and shit. It's the reason why they're trying to expand internationally. And they've been playing international games and shit like that is because people love football. And they know if they're able to tap into the international market, there's a high possibility of tens more billions of dollars coming in, right? So that's a given. So media is a big part of that. Same thing with any type of like sports league. If you pay attention to it, notice how the WNBA doesn't make a hell of a lot of money because it's not really covered that much by media. And media genuinely covers what is perceived to be hot. So when you cover what is perceived to be hot, then that makes that product even more piping hot. Right? I think everybody has this consensus. So, same thing with fights and everything like that. The more media coverage you garner, probably the higher the pay-per-view sales and stuff like that. The higher it comes because you've garnered so much attention. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Look at Conor McGregor. Look at Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, all these great fighters. But they had the media behind them because they made such an impact and had such a following that it was like an event every time they did something. So now the NFL makes tens of billions of dollars, right? It's a given. So these players now. The NFL is the only league that doesn't have fully guaranteed contracts. They're the only league. Out of every sports league, the NFL is the only league to have non-guaranteed contracts. Now, when you couple this with the fact that basketball, okay, it's 13 players, you know. The NFL has a 53-man roster. That's active roster. All right, that is active. And then you also have people on the practice squad and all that. Really, when you boil it down, you probably got about 70-something players. I don't know how many coaches, probably about 20 coaches, training staff, everything. It's a lot of people that they employ. So they're able to kind of be like, hey, we can't pay y'all what Steph Curry is getting paid. Steph Curry is getting paid like, what, how much? About, I think 50 million a year or something like that. The last time he got a contract for like 4 years, he was making $250 million. And that's their supermax. So Giannis is making that money and a whole bunch of other players are making that money. Like the really upper echelon players, like the top 10 and shit like that. They're making that type of money because they garner that. And you have like three max player slots that a team probably can do. You have three of them. And then other than that, that's if you max them out. If you completely pay them like $30 to $40 million each of those three players, and then you get a bunch of role players, right? You can do that in basketball. NFL, you really can't do that. You got quarterbacks making about 40 million. The really good quarterbacks are making 35 million to about 45 million a year. But you can kind of finagle those numbers because the NFL cap is kind of weird. You can do voided years and all this other stuff. You can transfer it to signing bonus. That way it doesn't count along the cap and you can move other players in and move money around. Right? You can do all these kind of funny things with the cap, with the NFL. It's kind of crazy. Like when you get these GMs that really know how to manipulate the cap, your playoff window is kind of endless when you get the really good ones that know how to manipulate the cap, move the money around, and you got owner that's willing to spend the money. So that's all going. So the NFL is so hot that even in the offseason, the NFL dominates. They dominate like media coverage because you got to pay attention after the Super Bowl. Then you have the scouting combine, you have free agency, you have the draft, you have OTAs. The NFL is year round like media coverage, year round media coverage. Honestly, if you go back about like 5 to 10 years, it wasn't as. It was covered, but it was more covered along NFL Network, like the offseason wise. You would get, when free agency happened, you would get the news from free agency. You would get that news. And then that would be it. That'd be it. You would get like a week of NFL free agency, and then you would get trickle down segments from media around the United States. About like, oh, this is happening with this team, this is happening with this team. But mostly the shift switched to basketball, right? It switched to basketball, throw a little baseball in there. Like, you know, they threw a little NFL news type of shit in there, but that was it. The main shift was basketball. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not one bit. The NFL has too many storylines now, and I think they've realized it, and they're like, yo, we have it, so let's make us a year-round type. We dominate the news headlines. We dominate every single thing, and we're going to leave it like that. We're going to push it to the forefront and let it be known that the NFL dominates. I think they've realized that in the past 5 years, because I've seen the media kind of switch to now you're covering basketball now, and you can kind of blame the NBA for it, like a slight bit. You can kind of blame the NBA because you have so many players taking game management, load management type of shit. Like they take games off and this happens and this happens. Of course, we get the spectacular stuff happening. NBA is still like really good and we really get to see stuff every night type of shit. But it's not as prominent as it was like 5 years ago when the money, like most players played a bunch of the games. Most of the time you played a lot of the games. Unless you got hurt and shit like that. Or like you knew you had soreness and shit. Like you will miss a game here, a game there. But now you got players missing like 30 games, 30 to 40 games. And a lot of times they don't even be hurt. So you missing 20 to 30 games and you're not even hurt. So it kind of waters down the product. And the NBA is also realizing that. So they're trying to. I think the next time that they do a CBA, they're going to try to enforce a lot of stipulations and contracts and shit like that to be like, hey, you got to play because we're really losing money and they're losing money and they can tell because their media coverage has mostly shifted to the NFL now, even though it still has them high. The NFL mostly has the media coverage. And they dominate the goddamn headlines. They just do. Even with, they're not even playing games and they dominate the headlines. They're dominating the headlines with contract disputes, free agent signings, college players, combine, the scouting combine and shit like that. They're dominating it. So you can kind of tell what's, how things are maneuvering. So involved with that, you can see how the media coverage for a lot of these players, because let's be real here, the media cares about what's happening in the sport and stuff like that, and the headlines that they can cover. They care about that. They care about the money. They care about the eyes watching and the money that's happening from these owners to these the owner's license to like ESPN, Fox, like these big kind of sports networks. They always kind of have it like that, right? They kind of portray it as such. Now, they try to make it seem like they're kind of player friendly and all that type of shit, which sometimes they are, and they report very well in certain cases and shit like that. But this year, for some reason, and it has a lot to do with Deshaun Watson, and that's one of the switches that happened. They realized when this Deshaun Watson shit that was going on for like the past couple years, they kind of realized like, damn, oh, people really give a shit what's going on with the NFL, even though we're not playing games. Excuse me. Oh, so we can really like dominate yearly. Like, why? Like, they can just dominate for the entire year. And they realized that even though it was negative coverage, I think they peeped it. So, and then it didn't help that the media companies peeped it out. So now the NFL is kind of how you, unless something spectacular happens in basketball, you kind of lead off with the NFL story. If you pay attention to a lot of media, even on YouTube and all that other shit, like basketball is still covered, but the NFL is the front face. So you can, this year though, you can see that the media coverage for these players, like the numbers wise that they're asking for, it's kind of flipped from how the media is covering it. Like OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., it was just a story came out that he wants $20 million a year. Story came out, Lamar Jackson wants a fully guaranteed contract, which he should get because Deshaun got it, and God damn it, I do believe Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. That is my belief. I believe, I don't know if you can say that by last year, you really can't. But if you take Deshaun in Houston, I think Deshaun Watson is, like, from what he did in Houston at that time, if this shit never happened to him, he is a top three quarterback in the league. It would be Deshaun Watson, it would be Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes. If none of that happened in Houston, because that's what he was at already. He was already a top five quarterback in Houston. So that happened though. So you can't sweep it under the rug, right? So Deshaun got a fully guaranteed contract. The owners have made it a point to basically say, okay, that's an outlier. We're not about to give anyone else $230 to $240 million fully guaranteed. That shit's not happening. We don't fuck with the Cleveland Browns owner because that dumb shit happened. So now, I think to make the sway happen and the switch happen, all of these teams are just like, okay, we're gonna take the power back from the players, even though the players never had the power to begin with. They never had the power. I think that the owners, but you know what the players got to see? The players got to see that these media right deals and all this money that the league is making. I think they had a hundred and something billion dollar contract with Fox or Amazon and shit like that. They billions of dollars for exclusive rights with Amazon. And you know YouTube is about to come into the play with the NFL. Google, aka Google, is coming into play. It's gonna be a lot of streaming networks that's gonna have games and everything because everyone loves it. And they know that everyone loves it. So they have a price. All they're doing, their wallets are getting bigger as the owners. And the players are now like, hey, shit, they wallets getting bigger. Fuck, we need to get paid more. So now that the players are getting more money because the cap is increasing, and the cap should really be increasing more, it boggles my mind how it's not. And these owners are making fucking billions. They're making billions. And these players are only making, like, by time a player makes, a quarterback makes that $200 million, that owner probably in the 5 years or whatever, the 5-6 years, they're gonna make like $10 billion. In that amount of time. And they done only paid you like 10, not even 10% of what they making. They're paying you like less than that. So it doesn't even go with what they saying. They're making like 2-3% off what the owner is making, damn $10 billion. So now these players are getting wise to it. So now, when you look at Patrick Mahomes' deal, that's why everyone said it was a bargain. Because the Chiefs brand, same thing would happen with Brady. The Patriots are one of the most high-valued franchises, like, in the history of the game right now. They're second to Dallas because Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls for him. Now, Robert Kraft has made billions of dollars. I don't know if he's made $10 billion or whatever, but he's made billions of dollars. And Brady done made a couple hundred million. And he has valued the Patriots by billions because he won 6 Super Bowls with them. Patrick Mahomes, his deal, now that the money is getting stupid, right? The money is getting stupid. Because if Brady did that now, he would have to get $500 million just to play. And if he was that young when he was making all those Super Bowls. So Patrick Mahomes is in the same thing. So he got about basically $500 million. And it's team friendly because how his money is prorated. So now that his money is prorated and it's team friendly, now you got the owner for the Chiefs is making billions because he has a quarterback that constantly gets him to the playoffs or either the Super Bowl. And merch is selling like crazy. Everything is because you're winning. Everyone loves a winner. So you're winning. You're making more money. He's not making any more unless he does outside endorsements and everything like that. That's where his money is also coming from. That's happening. So now he's trying to supplement some of that income. And he wants more. But the owner is still making billions, not having to do shit. He's just like, ah, Mahomes is doing his thing. He's killing the game. I got another Super Bowl ring out of it. Kansas City is loving it. He can raise ticket prices. He can raise concession stand prices. It may not even be by a lot. Concession stands can go up by like 50 cents or 75 cents. And he can just say, oh, inflation type of shit, right? He can say that when really he's still making money hand over fist and he can bump up the ticket prices. So the cheapest ticket price last year, he can bump it up an extra $10 and no one's gonna bat an eye. because they won't go to Chiefs games. So you see how this thing kind of goes? So now you have the media jumping in when these players are really trying to get paid. And they're like, well, I don't think he deserves that. Or I think if you really go back a couple years, the media never really had a point on none of the contracts that these players were making. Like they said, they'll be reporting, they'll be like, oh, well, such and such is, you will hear from the insiders, aka Adam Schefter and a couple of the other ones, Ian Rappaport and stuff like that. You would hear from them like, oh, he's asking for this much money and we're going to see if they can get a deal done. And you would get, I hope they can get a deal done. I would like them to spend it this way and other shit like that. You would get all these kind of things. But now you have media saying, like, no, he doesn't deserve that money. Or he hasn't even played enough games to even warrant that money. He hasn't even done that. So why would they even pay him when he can't even stay healthy to play the game? They're playing the game that has 100% injury rate. They're playing a game that, you know, when you play football, you're going to get an injury. I played football in high school and I got an injury. It wasn't nothing serious, but it still was an injury. Like, you play in college, you play in high school, you play in college, you play in the NFL. At some point, you're going to get injured. And not hurt, you're going to get injured. There is no and, if, buts about it. This isn't basketball when you can play all 82 games for years and not have no problems. Like, a lot of those players did, like, in the 80s and the 90s and shit like that. They played a boatload of games. That's a boatload of games. Now, sometimes you get injured and shit like that. Sometimes you would try to take games off and here and there and stuff like that. But it is 100% injury rate in the NFL. And these players, they're one hit away. We just saw with Damar Hamlin. He basically died and they resuscitated him. So you really have this going on. You're one hit away from either not being able to speak anymore, breaking your neck, doing all these things, and you won't guarantee the fucking contract. And I don't understand why these media outlets are sitting here reporting this shit like this. And you have players putting their bodies out on the line and they're like, nah, he don't deserve that much money, or he's always hurt and shit like that. They talking about Lamar Jackson over here. They're like, oh, he hasn't finished a season for the past two seasons. Yeah, but have you looked at your fucking team without Lamar? Have you looked at it? Y'all not even considered a damn playoff team without Lamar Jackson. You have, in y'all division, you have the Steelers, you have Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Who is the best team in that division? It is Cincinnati. It is Cincinnati. And Cincinnati will reign over that division if you get rid of Lamar Jackson. They will do the same thing that the Patriots did for the past 15 years, because Joe Burrow ain't going no fucking well. So they can play around and let this motherfucker, let him run out his contract again, because the NFL also fucks you with the franchise tag. They also fuck you with that because they'll just be like, oh, I don't know if he's worth it. You can have a stellar season. It could be your last season on the deal. Now, you're not a free agent, because they can easily just, hey, oh, I'm a franchise tag his ass. Let's see if he can do it again. Fuck, Kirk Cousins was the king of franchise tags. The Washington football team, aka the Commanders, I think the Commanders, they franchise tagged Kirk Cousins twice. They franchise tagged him twice. And then they still was like, I don't know. He goes to the Vikings, gets a 3-year fully guaranteed deal, but only for $90 million. I think he had $99 million. So it was like $33 million a year. And every time, that's what Kirk Cousins has been doing. He's been taking the short deals for fully guaranteed. But now you have quarterbacks that are like, because Kurt at that time, I think, was 20, 27, 28, somewhere around there. He was around that age. And he was just like, you know what? I'm going to just keep taking these short deals and all that type of shit. So that's cool and all. But a lot of these quarterbacks now, they're like, I'm young. You should want to lock me up for over 6 years, over 5 to 6 years. You should want to lock me up for that. Fuck, I fucking earned it. Lamar Jackson has won an MVP already. Without him, the Ravens are garbage. Without him, the Ravens lose to Cincinnati every fucking year. Without him, for the next 10 years, the Ravens will be in obscurity without Lamar Jackson. Because let's be frank here. We all know it. Without a quarterback, if you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got shit. This not the years of the defense no more. A defense only can get you so far. Look at the Niners this year. The Niners probably had one of the best defenses in the past decade. They had one of the best defenses. But if you don't have that guy, and they had three quarterbacks get hurt. If you don't have that man at quarterback, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be. If you have a great defense, if you probably have the best defense in the league, you need at least a quarterback that can, he's middle of the pack, but he can play top 10 when you need him to play top 10. Most of the time, he's middle of the pack, but when you need him to, he can play top 10. Those shits don't grow on trees all the time, dog. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. If he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, he at least has to make about $30 million now, because that's the going rate for quarterbacks. You're either paying him $30, $33 million and up. The market ain't going no fucking lower. It's not. It's only supposed to go up. So, like every other time, in quarterbacks, you're in every position. You're supposed to leapfrog the next people. That's just what you're supposed to do. Brady kind of fucked it. That's my guy. But he kind of fucked it in a lot of ways. Because if Brady was taken when he was supposed to be taken, at being the top two quarterbacks in the league, the quarterback market right now should be around $60 million for the going rate for a quarterback. That's what it should be. But Brady kind of took less. Manning was doing what he was doing. So shit didn't go right how it was supposed to. But now these quarterbacks are like, hey, and the NFLPA has made it a thing to be like, yo, y'all have to leapfrog each other. Stop making stagnation. We need y'all to put, like, you know, keep moving the goddamn goalposts. We need that. So do what y'all have to do. Move the goalposts for the next man so he can get paid too, and we can keep moving this thing up the road. Quarterback is the main one that does that. Now, when you're the best receiver in the league, you can move the goalposts. Same thing. The best moves it forward for everybody else. And that in turn make a trickle-down effect for everybody else. So if you got the best receiver making about 20-something million dollars, you know the average receiver is gonna make 12 to 13. Or I shouldn't say 12 to 13. I should say that for a number two. A number two receiver is gonna make 12 to 13. A serviceable receiver is gonna make 8 to 9. And then you got your back half receivers, they're going to make 5, 6, and 7 million dollars. And that's how it kind of genuinely goes. So I don't understand why the media is now making their opinions be known about contracts and being like, nah, he don't need to really get that because of yada yada yada. Like that's you're making a case for the billionaires. You're making a case for the billionaires when you're supposed to be rooting for the guy who's out here putting it on Front Street for you, winning games for you. The goddamn owner not winning games. So they're swaying the public perception on a lot of these players, where now the players have to get their own platform to now come out and say what they're actually meaning and what they're actually doing with their contract. Because the media is reporting it biased to these fucking billionaires. That is all I had to say on that shit today, people. It's just getting a little wonky with this shit. I had to see it and I had to say some shit because I'm getting a little tired of it. Because I see it and I'm like, dog, y'all not supposed to. When did we start fighting for the fucking wealthy? Like, when did we start saying like, hey, and they're not even playing. They're not even playing, but you're so loyal to the goddamn uniforms that you're not even respecting the fact that these players are putting a body out on the line for you every week in and week out. And all they want to do is to be fairly compensated. It's not like they're asking for a dumb amount of money. Now, negotiations are negotiations. That is what it is. That's closed door. You literally have your negotiations. But it's not like y'all should come out and shit on them. Now, we've all seen bad contracts. And it's fine after the fact of being like, after the shit is signed. But you don't do it while somebody going for their money. They going for their money. You supposed to be happy for them. And you supposed to be like, they deserve that. Especially if they do deserve it. Now, if somebody don't deserve it and they asking for a crazy amount of money, I understand. But the people that actually put the game tape out there and deserve what they're going for, we should be championing that shit. We just should be. And not the damn billionaires who sitting there like fat rats making all the goddamn cash. Like, they need some money too. But that is all I have for y'all today. Y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all day. I got a little passionate. Y'all have a good one.